Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the Board will decide on who will be the new chair and the new vice chair for the coming year. I'll give you a hint. It will be Virginia Bass as chair and Ryan Sundberg as vice chair. Today's meeting will also see the Commercial Marijuana Cultivation Tax Ordinance get its final approval before it goes into effect on January 1st. The ordinance will tax commercial grows based on the square footage of the grow site. Also on the supervisor's agenda is the approval of the annual allocation of funding for local fire departments per Proposition 172. The county provides funding to 23 fire departments across the county, with the largest allocation of $140,000 going to Humboldt Bay Fire. The supervisors are also expected to approve a letter of support to be sent to the State Horse Racing Board to secure horse racing dates for 2017 and the years beyond. Currently, there are conflicts on the horizon that could cost the fair racing dates. The board will also make a crucial decision, one that faces the supervisors each December. That decision to approve the use of a county vehicle for the annual KEKA Thunder Country Truckers Parade. The county actually won the large truck decoration prize in 2012, and county participation in the world's greatest Christmas truckers parade is an annual occurrence, with any costs associated with the event paid for by county staff who take part in the parade. A helicopter crew from Air Station Humboldt Bay was called out to Trinidad to effect the rescue of a man who had fallen and suffered a broken leg yesterday. The man had fallen down a steep embankment onto the rocks below, and although CAL FIRE had reached the scene to provide first aid, they could not move the man due to the terrain and the nature of the injury. The Coast Guard helicopter was able to pluck the man from the beach and transport him to the hospital for treatment. Sheriff's deputies arrested 32-year-old Eric Battersby over the weekend in connection with a stabbing incident that left Battersby and a 60-year-old man with wounds. Deputies initially contacted Battersby in McKinleyville early Saturday morning at the Denny's restaurant and interviewed him, but he provided no information about any sort of altercation, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Deputies then responded to the Ray's Food Place in McKinleyville about an hour later, after the 60-year-old man wandered into the store with stab wounds visible. He told deputies that Battersby had attacked him while he slept in a residence on Anna Sparks Way. The victim was taken to the hospital for treatment, and deputies later arrested Battersby at the hospital, and he was booked for attempted murder. Snow may impact travel over the mountain passes of Northern California as a winter storm moves through the region. 1 to 3 inches of snow will likely accumulate around Berry Summit on Highway 299. 1 to 2 inches of snow may also fall at Collier Tunnel on Highway 199. Less than an inch of snow is expected over South Fork Mountain Summit, Buckhorn Summit, and Oregon Mountain Summit. If you're planning to travel over the mountain passes, be ready for some snow on the roads. Check road conditions and be ready for wintry driving conditions if you head into the high country. The weather also led to the emergency shelters being opened as cold temperatures and heavy rain impact coastal areas. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. All politics is local, as the saying goes, and when your job security hinges on the people elected to serve on the city council, you pay attention to local elections. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks spoke about his reaction to the local election results and the fact that he has two new bosses on the council in Heidi Messner and Austin Allison, as well as to the measures on the ballot. Sparks said he wasn't all that surprised that a half-cent countywide sales tax measure earmarked for road maintenance failed.
I spent quite a bit of time dealing with the countywide sales tax for half-cent sales tax for transportation, and I had a lot of concerns about it going in, so it didn't surprise me. I mean, number one, it required the 66 two-thirds vote to get approved, and on a countywide measure, I think that's a difficult one to add a half-cent.
The desperate need for funding for road and other transportation infrastructure is a hot topic at both the state and local levels, and Sparks said that the city of Eureka may look at a city-specific tax measure in 2 years.
With that failing, we're certainly going to have to be, I think, looking 2 years down the road to maybe something else that is just city of Eureka that deals with roads. Maybe it's a quarter-cent sales tax. That would generate $2.2 million. $2.2 million would go a long ways towards really, over a period of time, dealing with the worst of our roads.
You can listen to Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.